On November 19th, 1863, Abraham Lincoln traveled to the now quiet battlefield of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to dedicate a cemetery filled with the Union dead who have perished there the previous July in the greatest battle ever fought on American soil.
I'm Kevin Harrell. I go to the Greenwood School in Putney, Vermont. It is my second year going there, and I have dyslexia and ADHD.
13-year-old Kevin transferred to Greenwood in 2012 from his private school in Indianapolis, just in time, as it turns out, to be part of Ken Burns' film.
Today, we are introducing the tradition here at Greenwood, studying and memorizing the Gettysburg Address. And in a lot of ways, it is a rite of passage here at Greenwood.
For about 3 months, we had two camera people and a sound man. In almost all of our classes, when we wake up, when we go to sleep, on weekends, pretty much everywhere.
Kevin and his schoolmates spent nearly 4 months on the speeches.
What I did is I started with the first paragraph or first sentence or whatever it was, and then slowly moved on, and that's what really cemented it to my head. I had a lot of help from my teachers, and it just got a lot easier with everyone helping me.
Their teachers also helped them absorb the meaning of Lincoln's words.
Like the borderline between North and South.
Right, and the South wanted to, they said, we want to be our own country. Mm-hmm. We don't want anything to do with the USA anymore. We want to be the Confederate States. And what did Lincoln say?
Lincoln said no because...
We can remember our faults in the past to try and see the future, I guess, is one thing it can help us with. Like Ken Burns said, he thinks it's one of the most important speeches in American history because it is. It's the worst battle we've ever been in with the most casualties for Americans, and it's just powerful words.
Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure.
We are met on the great battlefield.
I think the lasting memory would be the Gettysburg Address itself, because I spent so much time memorizing it. I think that's one thing that will stick with me for a while. It shows that with however much practice it takes, you can get around any difficulty.
Practice does pay. Kevin placed first this year among his middle school classmates at Greenwood and represented the school at a national competition in March. For WFYI News, I'm Michelle Johnson.